Good morning from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This is Anton Zeiker on Thursday, the 26th day of September 2024. I have mentioned on my blog, the Zeiker Chronicles at Zeiker.com, a couple of times over the last few weeks about my vivid vision. I read a book called Vivid Vision recently. It's a business book about how CEOs and other leaders can create vision documents for their organizations or institutions or teams. And I used it to create a vivid vision for myself, a five-year plan. And I wanted to just read a few parts of it to just to get on the record and remind myself what I'm hoping to accomplish over the next few years. So my vivid vision starts this way. My name is Anton Zeiker. On April 2nd, 2030, I wake at 5:59 a.m. and begin the day. This is what I will be doing and how I will be feeling. I have sections in this for health, family and friends, for finances and work. And the last section is about writing. I'm a writer, blogger. I started blogging in 2020. And here's the section for writing in my vivid vision. Writing. How am I documenting my activities and observations? I write in my journal every morning. I also write a blog post daily and a longer essay each week for the Zeiker Chronicles at Zeiker.com. To celebrate the milestone of writing a blog for 30 years, I'm planning a repeat of the Blog Together birthday bash in July 2030. Each year, I write a profile of an interesting and accomplished individual. This helps me more fully see the diversity of humankind. The profile is published. In studying my blog archives, I find the kernel of an idea for a book, and I completed a manuscript that is now with an editor for publication. So that's my writing section of my vivid vision, five-year plan in 2030, what I'm hoping to be doing and feeling. I'm excited about this. I actually have started blogging. I've done parts of that. I do write in my journal some mornings each week, but starting on September 1st, I have been writing a blog post daily at Zeiker.com. Short posts, very brief and specific. I have a couple of longer posts in mind, so hoping to start that maybe even as early as tomorrow. And last night, my blog post was actually about some of the profiles I've written over the last few years, so I needed an easy way to find those and keep track of who I've written about. So I think there are four there that I've written over the last 4 or 5 years. Happy to have done that. I'm grateful for the opportunity to publish those in the School of Medicine Magnify online magazine and also the Duke magazine. That's all. Wanted to share that part of my vivid vision. Clearly there are other parts of this I can read and talk about at length another day. Wherever you are in the world, hope you are healthy, well, and happy. Make it a great day.